life for me.
You're off the edge of the map, mate. Here there be monsters.
No treasure is silver and gold, mate.
Well, slap me twice and hand me to my mama. This is Justin, and we are back with the follow-up to the last Pirates movie, which was Dead Man's Chest, with At World's End. This movie came out 1 year after the last movie, left on a cliffhanger, leaving Jack in the belly of the Kraken and the Pearl gone too. So you're going to want to hear what all of us have to think about this follow-up and conclusion to... Is this a trilogy, guys, or is it more of a duology with a first movie?
Well, we are doing 5 films as part of our silver donation, so it's more than a trilogy, but this definitely does feel like some kind of end. I don't know if it's the world's end or a goodbye to Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom.
Well, that's got to wet your whistle, guys. If not, here's a clip of part of the conversation.
Barbossa has really grown on me. I almost can predict his every line delivery now. He is so arch, and he is so child pirate movie crank to 11 that I really enjoy him every time he's on. And, you know, you said you didn't want him and Jack Sparrow crewing together, but I really kind of like this rivalry they have between them. You know, it's like sibling rivalry at this point.
I'm with you there, but I almost have to split it in my mind as if these two movies are completely separate from the first, because I am enjoying Jeffrey Rush's performance here, and I'm loving the way they play off of each other. But all of that then takes away from the mystery and the darkness that he was in that first movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a give and take there. So I almost have to separate those in my mind to keep both of them enjoyable for me.
Well, let me throw an idea out here. I mean, I feel like the reason why they brought him back was it was a great sting for the end of part two. But truly, Elizabeth is going to become a captain here. Couldn't she have become the captain to go and save Jack? If they hadn't done Barbossa, would this story have been any different other than just be less muddy as we try to get through the middle here and they are juggling way too many characters? What they give him to do is basically that he takes Teodama captive. That all of a sudden he becomes about tying up the witch and using that for some kind of leverage.
Because we're going to find out that Calypso was the goddess of the sea that Davy Jones loved, trapped in this body. Now, it's going to confuse Fang, because Fang's going to think that they trapped Calypso in Elizabeth. And that's why Fang wants Elizabeth. But I'm not quite sure why he thinks that. There was a cutscene that spells out more that he thinks it. Here, it's just one line where he calls her Calypso, and I'm like, wait, what? Why are you calling her Calypso? But
we all knew, right? I mean, if there was a sea goddess that is trapped in human form, we did not think it was Keira Knightley with her perfect hair and teeth. We knew it was the witch.
That could be a way to go. If having Keira Knightley be a goddess would be a way to go. They're going to have a star-crossed lovers, basically a mythical ending, right? When Will and Elizabeth end, the fact that Will can only come back every 10 years and he's going to be ferrying the dead and his heart's ripped out, it is the stuff of myth. It could have gone the other way. It could have been the myth that Will is left behind in the land and she becomes a goddess of the sea. I wouldn't rule it out, but this movie doesn't build it up enough for me to ever believe it either.
No, and I don't think that they want to make her mythical. I think they want to make her tough and realistic. They like the idea of in a genre where men are really the only pirates other than Cutthroat Island, God help us. That this woman gets to show that she's every bit an equal. I like that as a concept, and this actress sells that. I just don't know what we get out of Teodama being the love of Davy Jones's life.
I question, maybe I missed it in the movie, the 3 times I've seen it now, do we know if she was Teodala as they originally fell in love?
To imagine that first date.
Right?
No, she was Calypso, goddess of the sea. And she gave Davy Jones the power. She hired him to ferry the dead. He was just Davy Jones' sea captain. But because of their love, she made him this immortal transporter, bus driver of the dead.
Is that a gift or a curse? And did he love it or hate that job?
He loved her and did the job to be with her, but then she cheated on him while he was at sea And so that's why he had to tear out his heart and went rogue and stopped doing the job.
Did she cheat on him? I mean, all of this is such symbolic, flowery language. We don't get flashbacks. It's hard to understand. I understand sailors love the sea. They refer to their ships as her. There's a whole romanticized notion about the sailor and his occupation. But that's a metaphor. Like, I need to understand what this love affair actually was. And what it sounds like is that on the one day of the 10 years that he can come ashore, she wasn't around.
Well, there are also, and I haven't read them, but I did read wikis, about 17 prequel books, young adults, and a couple of novels and things, many of which go into Tia Dalma's backstory a little bit more. And so, yes, from the wiki is where I got explicitly that she cheated on him. From here, all we know is she did something to betray him and hurt him. But yes, if you go and read, you know, Jack Sparrow, The Pirate Chase, Jack Sparrow, The Sword of Cortez, and some of these other books, you'll get more.
There's even bloat in the children's novels. 17 books to get that? God.
But I guess my original question is, and this still isn't clear, is what is it that Davy Jones fell in love with? Like, we do get a chance to see Davy Jones as his human form there for a moment. So we get to picture him as a younger man, as a real man. And we know that it wasn't Tia Dalla that he fell in love with, because that's the body in which they trapped Calypso in. Was Calypso in another human form, or was he in love with the clouds and the power of the ocean? Kind of like what Stuart's asking.
It's Greek myth, you know. I don't think that there's an answer to that. They didn't hire an actress, a beautiful woman. Zoe Saldana didn't come back to play Calypso, the goddess in human form. They didn't pretty up Naomi Harris to look that way. So it's, again, mythic. Imagine what you will. That he gave odes of love to a cloud that then went and had sex with another cloud.
Slept with another cloud, yeah.
Or that they could take human form the way Zeus used to come down in the form of animals and then transform into men and slip into women's houses.
Yeah, mermaids. That's usually what you get in the way that men have a physical relationship and a romantic lust for a sea, is that there's, yeah, some sylph or something that comes out of the water that looks like a hot chick.
Sure, I can go along with all that. And I really don't need that question answered too much to go along with it. It's just,
hey, Justin, you're the fan. I can reference you to some young adult novels.
Hey. I guess I can go along with the legend. It's just that they spent so much time talking about Davy Jones's broken heart, and this was the whole reason for what he's become, that it would have been a little helpful to have some idea.
Flashback, or I think what sure. they hoped would happen is that we would see that same relationship being played out between Will and Jack and Elizabeth, and that in some way their lives were mirroring what had happened in the past, and that story just gets lost in the maelstrom of all the subplots in the second half of this movie.
And it gets lost in the maelstrom of the actual maelstrom.
Yeah.
So if you enjoyed that and you want to hear the entire show, just head on over to our homepage at nowplayingpodcast.com and click on that Podbean banner, and you'll find all the details on how to get in on this series.
And it's not just pirates we're offering. I'm very happy to say Alien is back. Alien Covenant is out next week. I can't wait. And if you are a gold level donor, you're going to get all 5 pirate movies plus all of the Alien films that we've covered. If you've already donated for Alien, you're going to get that. But if you haven't, you want to make sure you get all of them, including Ridley Scott's latest.
And these episodes are available individually on our Podbean page. They're available for a little less money if you donate directly to us and do one of our packages, our silver level, our gold level, our platinum level, or our peaking level. But that's only available till the end of July. Then the prices on Podbean are going to go up at the end of this donation drive, and it would no longer be available in the bundles from us, where you can download them directly into iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We love podcasting about movies. We love that you enjoy listening to us do it, but we couldn't do it week after week without the support of you donors. So thank you very much. We raise our glass of rum to you, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Arr, matey.
Gentlemen.
M'lady.
You will always remember this as the day that you almost caught
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Did everyone see that? Because I will not be doing it again.
Support from listeners like you is what keeps Now Playing Able to Podcast weekly.
Because you and I are alike. And there will come a moment when you have a chance to show it. To do the right thing.
I love those moments. I like to wave at them as they pass by.
You'll have the chance to do something... something courageous. And when you do, you'll discover something. That you're a good man.
The film discussed in this podcast and all audio clips and music used are the property of their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. This podcast has not been prepared, approved, or licensed by any entity that created or produced the well-known Pirates of the Caribbean films. Now Playing is an independent movie review podcast with no affiliation with Disney or any other company involved in the publishing, creating, or distribution of that film series.
Still thinking of running, Jack? Think you can outrun the world? You know, the problem with being the last of anything. By and by, there'll be none left at all.
The opinions expressed in Now Playing are those of the individual hosts and may not reflect the opinion of Inganza Media Incorporated.
Me, I'm dishonest. And a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly. It's the honest ones you want to watch out for, because you can never predict and they're going to do something incredibly stupid.
Now Playing is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Abandoned ship. Abandoned ship or abandoned hope.